It's 8 o'clock, after hours. James, out of left field question.
I feel like this is really going to get naughty, and I'm not trying to do it. I'm not trying to get there. I'm trying to just have a good, fun show and be entertaining. And I can already see the top three texts. You're going to get me in trouble with the boss. Because for those of you that don't know, the boss, I feel, keeps a very close eye on me. The only reason I know that is because we've had a couple of instances where we've had emails get sent out to everyone in the station at 610. And sometimes the example in the email of what not to do says Dusty Likens had a problem the other day or had an issue the other day where he said this. Try to avoid that. Sorry. Somebody did text in earlier today. Not that I made this up. Some people will probably think that I did. Although somebody did say Doobie D and Bink. Ain't no better way to start the weekend. I didn't know I went by Doobie D, but whatever. That's kind of tight. I guess. And then somebody from the 816 said, who is the most entertaining host on 610 and why is it Dusty? Well, thank you. I think there's a lot of entertaining hosts on here. But again, tonight's out of left field question because on Twitter today, it kind of took the world by storm randomly. Sometimes that can happen with like random questions or things that pop up. And this one just said, one of the biggest debates of all time, what are you taking? Best place to drink a beer? And it had all these spots. And I thought, okay, that's good, but not everybody drinks beer. Or some people listen to the show might not be drinking currently, or maybe they've given it up, or maybe there's a life circumstance where they don't do it. And, you know, maybe you have a different vice that lets you relax, lets you get away, whether it's, you know, hitting the old devil's lettuce or the spicy cabbage. Maybe it's drinking a glass of vino. Maybe it's having a cup of coffee or a hot tea or a hot toddy or a medicine ball from Starbucks. And you just want to. Where do you go? Where's your spot for your vice? 913-586-7610. James, I do this every night that we do this. Either you can defer or you can accept. Would you like to go first or would you like to kick off to the opposing team?
I'll go first. I have no problem taking the lead on this one.
Okay.
I'm not a drinker, like I said earlier in the show, but I do have a vice. So my favorite place to partake in my vice, which I'm sure you'll be able to guess what it might be, is right on my couch with maybe a bag of Doritos next to me.
Okay.
And some get hungry? Cheese dip and some Dave Chappelle on the 65-inch.
I just sent Carrington an Instagram DM last night of a Chappelle skit I saw the other night. And it was when they did the wife swap, but husband swap.
Sure.
And he goes over as like the black dad in the white suburban family. And the kid's like, can I call you daddy? And he's like, only mom can call me that. And he like gives her a hug. And he's like, I don't smell dinner cooking.
Yeah.
913-586-7610. Where's your spot for your vice? Somebody says the garage where the AM radio is on and the old flat screen exists. That's nice. I know that's Binkley's spot. He's got a little chair posted. Mine is clearly obvious for those of you that listen to this. It's just the patio. There are times where, you know, I'll think to myself too much during a day. I'll do this show. I'll drive home and I'll be like, oh man, it's finally Friday. It's 55 degrees outside. I can put a jacket on, or if I've just gotten a fresh fade on my hair, I have to put a beanie on because it's just bare skin back there. But I'll sit there and I'll relax, play music, and think about good times. That's just where I go. And that's where a glass of Pinot Noir gets poured or a glass of Miller High Life gets poured. No Doritos, no cheese dip, but other vices that could lead to that might find their way to the patio. 816, nothing beats a beer in my pool after I've mowed the yard. You are not lying. And I don't know if I've gotten to that point yet, but I've lost, I think, enough weight to where like I can now officially take the shirt off after I mow. I think I'm still like 15 pounds away from being able to mow without a shirt and have people not drive by and be like, dude, come on, come on, come on, put a shirt on. But man, there is nothing better, because I've got a couple buddies that have pools, and there is nothing better, man, than when it's like 94 degrees and you mow it like 11 o'clock, and by the time it gets to noon and you're done, or 12:30, 1 o'clock and you're done, and it's like 98 and your buddy sends a text like, when are you guys coming over? Now. Like, right now. Like, right ass now I'm coming over. Somebody says from the 913, my bathtub with headphones and a VR on. Come on. We're taking the VR into the bath. And when I say VR, I don't need to tell you what they're watching. You know what they're watching. Nastiness.
You know, this is my first Friday night show with you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it got so crazy up in here.
Welcome to it. Are you going to put in the request to the boss? Hey, can I just keep working Friday nights?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, no, Fridays are fun.
I'll definitely lock up Friday nights.
Mm. Enjoy Vice at the drive-in movie. That's tight. I didn't think about that. Last time I went to a drive-in movie, I was a kid. It was a double feature. It was, I believe, I don't remember the two movies. I remember one. It was Free Willy, and not a porn movie. And it was the original, like, 93 movie. And I bawled my eyes out at the end. And so then my sister started bawling her eyes out, too. And my parents, we had to leave, and they were so just, like, embarrassed, because here we are, like, he's not gonna see Willie anymore. Like, we're just crying, like, horrifically crying. And my parents just like, oh, my gosh, they're so dramatic. If they could only see us now. VR chat from the 913. What's going on with VR? Somebody from the 970. Dustman, roll up a couple joints. Drink some beers on the stoop. Somebody says, bro, screw them people. Mow without the shirt on, big dog. It's glorious. No, I'm not worried about what other people think of me. I'm just afraid I'd cause a wreck because my skin complexion is the same color as an Elmer's glue bottle. I don't want a glare to cause somebody to be like, what in the, you know? What's a stoop? Is that like your front porch? Stoop kid never leaves his stoop?
Yeah.
Shout out Hey Arnold.
Yeah, you ever watch Hey Arnold? Yeah.
Stoop kid never leaves his stoop. And then Gerald tried to mess with him, and that was the worst thing he could ever do. 913-586-7610, out of left field question. Where's your vice place? Yeah, my stepmother Mary chimes in. Just heard the question. I was a little behind. I would say Andre's on the Plaza. Look at you getting fancy, Mary. Going to the Plaza. I used to love, well, I guess I'll do it more often in the summer. Big happy hour guy. You know? That's always a good vice. As tan as a urinal. Yeah, that's about me, man. And then I'm just golf tan guy in the summer. That's another reason. I don't want to look like Hank Hill mowing the yard. But, man, I don't know. We could almost change this. Like, you were talking about how, like, on the float trips when it gets really hot and you crack open that nice fizzy little, you know, White Claw, whatever it is, High Noon. You ever played golf? A bit hotter than hell? And someone goes, hey, I got a couple of White Claws in the bag. You want one? Yes. Yes. Just across the state line, gambling money I can't afford to lose. Heard that. I lost last night to Caitlin Clark. I hit over on 34 and a half. She had 22 points going into halftime. Scored 2 points the rest of the game. And they were upset by Stanford. No, they were upset by, yeah, Stanford. I think it was Iowa-Stanford last night on the road. Number 4 goes down. Yeah, there's a lot of vices people can have. Sometimes it's just, you know, a thing of ice cream. I see this all the time. There's a Dairy Queen close to my house in downtown Lee Summit. It's so crazy to see this almost all the time. I'll walk after my side gig, and I'll have like 2.5 hours between both jobs, so I know I can get it done in like 30 minutes. And I'll walk, and there'll be like some little old lady sitting in her car in the parking lot of a Dairy Queen just eating an ice cream. And I'm like, I know what you're doing. That's your That's your little, you know, that's your getaway. And the way they eat it off the spoon, you know, it means something. When they, you know what I mean? When you put the spoon in and then you turn it 180 and then pull it out, there you go. Where the tongue hits, and that's how they eat it. And that's how I know that Florence, who's sitting in that parking lot eating that whatever, that's her cigarette, because she's about to go home to Harold and he's going to be grouchy and she doesn't want to deal with it. But you know what? She's had her ice cream. Praise be. Man cave in my unfinished basement. Couch, projector, just ignore the HVAC. Man cave in an unfinished basement. Like that. Guarantee that place is cool. Go down there on a summer night about 9:30. I guarantee you that place feels real nice. But yeah, to me, my vice place is a nice cold refreshment. Maybe a little Schwilla and a patio. And if I'm really feeling myself, I got these nice little lights that go around the patio. I'll turn those on. But sometimes I don't want to be that exposed. I kind of want to be like Batman in the dark. But you'll know I'm there because you'll just hear like a, you know, every like 30 minutes. Oh, he's still out there. You can hear him. Or that dude from Animal Planet or Our Planet. Here comes the oversized male once again. And he's got his prey. Church bingo. That's their vice. That's good. Praise be. The lake, chilling with a cold beer and fishing rod in the water as the sun sets. Love that. Man, I miss my lake house. I had so many great memories at my lake house. Oh, I miss that place. Shout out Shell Knob, Table Rock Lake. A lot of memories there. You want to talk about virginity and fun. But what happens at the lake stays at the lake, and this is After Hours, and the Chiefs schedule is out, and we'll talk about who we think is the most prone to be favorite game to start the season next year, because you'll blink your eyes, and week one of the 2025 season will be here. Who will the Chiefs play? The options are there. James and I will discuss what we think will be the week one opponent for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is After Hours. That was the out of left field question. We've got 45 minutes left. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio.